there's a pattern here, Blake, it seems, right? Like the slow starts and then there's these remarkable comebacks in the third.
Yeah, I don't know about slow starts. I've liked our starts. I thought we were pretty good in the first period. You know, you look like you disagree.
Well, just you're falling behind early and then making remarkable third period comebacks.
I agree
on that.
That's a fact. So I think we come out of the gates right. You know, I think we've corrected some of the second period problems we've had a little bit tonight. We weren't very good in the second. But like I said, we got a resilient group, a young group of guys that maybe doesn't know any better, that we shouldn't be doing this every night. And, man, it, you know, did it the first game of the season. We've just continued to do it. And it's a pretty amazing feeling coming in after two periods and being down 3-0 and knowing you still got a shot to win a hockey game.
Did it feel like it was there again tonight?
I mean, we come in the room after the second period, and we kind of laid an egg there in the second period. And, you know, like I said, we still felt like we had a chance to win the game. So that's a new feeling, and it's a good feeling because, you know, even when you don't come back in force overtime, you know, at least you know you have the chance, and that says a lot.
How difficult was that overtime for you? You guys are just sort of – they had you in your own zone. Yeah, you couldn't get off the ice.
Once you get hemmed in on those 3-on-3s, you just kind of – just got to survive, you know, and hope for a bounce of the puck or hope for a turnover. And, you know, it kind of gets a little monotonous. You know, they just keep it on the outside and just try to force somebody to get out of position. So we battled in there. Too bad we, you know, took a questionable penalty.